Finding a new job can be intimidating and stressful, but Tammy Roskovic said career fairs, like the one hosted by the City and County of Broomfield on Wednesday, make the process a little easier. I think it's really good because you can just walk up. You're not tied to anything. I really like it, Roskovic said. Roskovic is looking to change career fields because she wants more structure. In her current position, she said late nights or weekends are a common occurrence, and she is looking for something that can provide her more stability to plan around her kids' school schedules and activities. Robert Hall is also looking to change industries. He has undergone the process of changing career industries before and said the process can be very stressful. Hall saw a flashing sign right by his house and said he couldn't ignore such an obvious sign. He should come to the fair. This is a good event to sink your teeth into different companies, Hall said. Hall said he is looking for a career that is more long-lasting because he is planning to stay in the area for a while. He came to the career fair looking to connect with different companies. Their career fairs, a little chaotic, but at the same time if they are organized you can have a good path of what you want to do. They seem to be doing a pretty good job, Hall said. There were also a few younger individuals looking to make connections. Brandon Hughes, a high schooler at Monarch High School, attended the event to find a summer job and start thinking about his future. I think I'm getting a lot of useful information about what jobs are out there in the world, how to apply for them and how to get work experience in general, which I think is super important for kids my age, Hughes said. Various businesses at the event were also seeking qualified individuals. Kim Gagnon, general manager at the Renaissance Boulder Flatiron Hotel, said she is looking for people to fill various positions. I think we are kind of in the same position as everybody, kind of starved for talent, Gagnon said, adding there is no textbook employee or experience. For the most part we are just looking for friendly people that are adaptable, and in most of our positions we are happy to train, Gagnon said. Monica Johnson, who represented A Caring Hand and Heart, non-medical care for seniors, is currently hiring caregivers. Caregivers perform housekeeping, take seniors to the doctors, run errands and provide companionship. Johnson said experience can be helpful, but most importantly they are looking for caring people. We really are just looking for people who have a heart to help other people. It is nice if they have some experience, but it's definitely not required. We kinda just go more with a gut feeling of who they are, Johnson said. Raising Cane's also attended the event. Courtney Sazauskas, general manager at the Broomfield location, said she is expecting up to 9 new locations in the next few years. Raising Cane's is looking for managers and entry-level team members. Anyone over the age of 16 is eligible to apply. Similar to other employers, Sazauskas said what she is looking for in an employee is less about experience and more about attitude. Teamwork, just teamwork, Sazauskas said.